This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden says that his administration's goal of vaccinating 100 million Americans before the first 100 days of his administration will be reached as of Friday. Speaking at the White House, Biden said a combination of hard work and putting the nation on a war footing against the coronavirus has led to the success.
And I'm proud to announce that tomorrow, 58 days into our administration, we will have met my goal of administering 100 million shots to our fellow Americans.
The president said that while this is a time for optimism, it is not a time to be careless. He continued to urge Americans to wash their hands, socially distance, and to wear a mask to prevent transmission of the COVID-19 virus. The European Union's Drug Regulatory Agency says experts have concluded the AstraZeneca vaccine is not linked to an overall increase in the risk of blood clots and that the benefits of use outweigh the risk. The finding from the European Medicines Agency could open the way for European countries that had suspended the use of the vaccine over the past week to resume dispensing the shots. Emer Cook is the executive director of the EMA.
This vaccine is a safe and effective option to protect citizens against COVID-19. It demonstrated that at least 60% efficacy in clinical trials in preventing coronavirus disease, and in fact, the real-world evidence suggests that the effectiveness could be even higher than that.
Several countries, including France, Germany, and Italy, that had suspended use of the vaccine, now say they will resume giving the shots on Friday. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The Biden administration began its first high-level face-to-face talks with key rival China Thursday, saying that Beijing's actions threaten a global order based on rules and vowing that Washington would stand up for its friends. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told China's top diplomat Yang Jiechi and State Councilor Wang Yi in Anchorage that the United States side would discuss its deep concerns about Chinese actions in Xinjiang, Hong Kong, and Taiwan, as well as cyber attacks on the United States and economic coercion of allies.
Our discussions here in Alaska, I suspect, will run the gamut. Our intent is to be direct about our concerns, direct about our priorities, with the goal of a more clear-eyed relationship between our countries moving forward.
In a lengthy response to the U.S. opening statement, Yang hit back, accusing the United States of using its military might and financial supremacy to pressure countries and of abusing national security to threaten the future of international trade. The talks are expected to last until Friday. Atlanta police say nothing is off the table in their investigation of the deadly massage parlor shootings. AP's Jennifer King reports.
A 21-year-old white man, Robert Aaron Long, is charged with murder in the deadly shootings that took place at two Atlanta massage parlors and another in the suburban town of Woodstock, Georgia. The attacks killed eight people. Six of them were women of Asian descent.
So we are looking at everything.
Deputy Atlanta Police Chief Charles Hampton Jr. was asked if the slayings were being considered as hate crimes.
Nothing is off the table.
Investigators believe Long previously visited two of the parlors where four of the women were killed.
He may have frequented those locations, yes.
Both of them.
Yes.
The incident prompted President Biden and Vice President Harris to change their plans for a previously scheduled trip to Atlanta that will now include meetings with Asian American community leaders. I'm Jennifer King.
Layoffs remain high as much of the U.S. economy recovers from the coronavirus recession. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
Jobless claims increased to 770,000 last week, according to the Labor Department. That's up from 725,000 the week before, a sign that employers in some industries are still laying off workers. And the layoffs are occurring even though the overall labor market has shown solid improvement. Many economists think the unemployment filings will decrease as states and cities ease business restrictions and consumers spend more. The country is still about 9.5 million jobs short of the total it had in February of last year. Mike Hemp in Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.